Most Americans count on their local government to provide basic utilities, water, sewer, streetlights. Well, now, some cities have begun to offer another service they consider equally essential, broadband networks for internet access. Cities hope that will spark economic development. Telephone and cable companies call it unfair competition. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
For leaders of Lafayette, Louisiana, this activity center at a public housing complex provides a preview of the city's digital future. Earlier this year, the city hooked up a few computers here to fiber optic lines, high-tech cables that transmit data, voice, and video. Now, residents like 13-year-old Ajalon Gallo have high-speed internet access for the first time.
There's a lot of different sites to go to, a lot of different projects that you can do online that you can't do on just like a regular computer with no internet. It's a lot more things you can explore.
This housing complex is one of the first places connected to what Lafayette officials hope will become a citywide fiber network. They're asking voters this week to approve a $125 million bond referendum to install lines to every home and business in town. Mayor Joey Durrell says that will allow the city to sell low-cost broadband to each of its 116,000 citizens.
We have the potential of solving the digital divide. You know, to solve that span between the haves and the have-nots. This is the technology infrastructure of the 21st century. If we don't do it, our citizens get left behind right now.
As in most cities, Lafayette residents already can buy broadband from private utility companies, in their case, Bell South and Cox Cable. But Durrell, a first-term Republican, calls those offerings too slow and too expensive. He says the city's proposed fiber system could transmit data faster and provide internet, telephone, and TV service at prices 20% less than residents pay now.
Because we're a publicly owned utility company and don't need to make the huge gross margins the private sector has to make in order to satisfy Wall Street, we're able to save our citizens money, and that's wonderful.
If the referendum passes, Lafayette plans to build America's largest municipal-owned fiber network, and that precedent alarms executives in the commercial broadband industry. Bill Oliver at Bell South says the private sector already provides reliable broadband at a fair price.
We certainly do not support government getting into a business and competing with private enterprise where there's an opportunity for subsidy to take place to support that business. It's not good for private enterprise and it's not good for industry.
Throughout the country, telephone and cable companies are fighting efforts by cities to get into the broadband business. In more than a dozen states, the industry has persuaded legislators to restrict municipal networks, while a federal law banning them has been proposed by Texas Congressman Pete Sessions, a former phone company executive. Dave McClure heads the U.S. Internet Industry Association, a broadband trade group.
In many of the cases we've seen so far, the municipal networks have resulted in catastrophic financial failures, millions of dollars lost. And frankly, there's no question that many of these networks are going to be massive white elephants.
Indeed, in places like Whatcom County, Washington, governments have been forced to abandon the broadband business because of high costs and low demand. But there have been successes as well, like Glasgow, Kentucky, whose network runs in the black and offers some of America's lowest internet and cable TV prices. Back in Lafayette, broadband supporters are confident their system will prosper. And at this recent town hall meeting, Speaker Leon Ferguson predicted cheap broadband will improve the city's economy by attracting high-tech employers.
I don't want to be guilty of saying that as a person living here who loves this town, that we missed the boat on the future and where the jobs are going to be.
Other people in Lafayette, though, remain unconvinced. As Colin Breaux left the meeting, he said he'll vote against building the fiber network. He worries it won't meet its financial goals, and taxpayers will be left to foot the bill.
I don't want to have to pay for something that I don't use. I don't even own a computer, you know. Why should I have to pay for all of this stuff for other people? It's just welfare for people who don't want to pay for it.
Lafayette's flirtation with fiber has a historic precedent. In 1896, the city government took it upon itself to wire Lafayette for electricity because private utilities were slow to provide power to rural Louisiana. Now, voters will decide if the government also needs to bring broadband to this bayou city, just as it brought electric lights here a century ago. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.